Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
We are picking up with day 6 of our Better Together devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of the podcast if you guys want to follow along with us. Mm-hmm. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to pick up with the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, and it says this. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others.
The devotional is titled Forgive Freely, and it starts with a quote by Martin Luther King Jr. that says, forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a permanent attitude. We've probably heard numerous analogies or phrases when it comes to forgiveness. Forgiveness is setting a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. It takes a strong person to say sorry and an even stronger person to forgive. Forgiveness doesn't make you weak. It sets you free. Those phrases are true and we may even believe them, but for some reason we still struggle with forgiving others, even those closest to us. Why? Because there is pain involved. When someone does something to wound us, it feels awful. To even consider not holding it against them is ridiculous to us. We need to make them pay for their actions, and we think withholding forgiveness is doing just that. But they aren't the ones paying. We are. Holding on to unforgiveness is eating us up from the inside out. It's harming us, not the person we can't forgive. What makes this even more difficult is when we are hurt by someone close to us, someone we do life with in our community. Walking in forgiveness is not only essential to our community with other Christ followers, it is vital for our own heart condition. C.S. Lewis said, "To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you." For some reason, we think that our sin isn't as bad as someone else's. We look at that person who has held someone up at gunpoint and think how appalling their actions are, all while we excuse our years and years of gossip and little white lies because, quote, they aren't that bad. The problem with this belief pattern is that we are measuring ourselves against another human. But if people are our standard, then the target is always moving. But when Jesus is our standard, we will realize very quickly that even our bad attitude or gossipy spirit is sin, that even we fall short of perfection. We cannot assume that our sin isn't as bad. Consequences may be different, but all sin is missing the mark of God's standard. People will let us down. They will fail us. Even the ones we are closest to. Just like God has forgiven us for our sin, we need to do the same with others. We need to let them off the hook. When we have that understanding implanted deep within our hearts, it is much easier to forgive someone, which will allow us to live in freedom.
Yeah, this was a really tough one for me to hear because it's something I like actively struggle with. I think I'm actually kind of 50-50 on it because I think on one hand, I'm pretty quick to forgive. I don't hold things above people. Like I understand the human condition. I understand we're flawed. I understand we're imperfect. But the other half of the time, I really do get on these little like self-righteous seats where I'm like, oh, that person was wrong and we need justice. And yeah, that's something I absolutely need to work on. So what do you think?
I don't know if y'all remember the YouTube video we did. I think it was sometime last year. I don't know exactly when, but it said, I think the title was Getting Past Your Past. And this is something that I unfortunately learned and am very close to my heart when it comes to shame and forgiveness, because I think the hardest person that I've had to forgive is myself and offering myself forgiveness for my sin. And I just remember, I mean, years of cycles of shame, which led me to darker places, which led me to more sin. And then just feeling the weight of that. And then actually not just knowing in my head that God forgives me, but that transfer of head knowledge to heart knowledge that God actually forgives me, like the weight and heaviness of that forgiveness, it wrecked me and it changed me truly. Like that type of depth of grace that I knew I didn't deserve. I didn't deserve it. And yet I felt it. And I knew that God still loved me and cared for me and had plans for me to prosper me. And I just couldn't fathom that kind of love and that kind of grace. And, you know, even to this day, I still struggle, you know, when I've been hurt to forgive immediately. I'm not quick enough to forgive. And that wounds me more than it wounds the people that I'm upset with.
Dang, that's deep.
You know, but at the same point in time, it's just such a great reminder that like we were forgiven so that we get to forgive. And who am I, if I've been forgiven of this, to not extend that same kind of grace and forgiveness towards others?
Yeah. And I think it's really important for us to not cheapen what Jesus did on the cross.
Yes.
Because we try to do that so often. Mm-hmm. The first way we try to do that is by trying to use our good works.
Yeah.
To be like, oh God, well, you remember this thing I did, right? Mm-hmm. And we try to manipulate God. And
yeah.
I remember one time I was praying because God had blessed me with something. And I wrote down, God, sometimes you're just too good to me. And mm-hmm. I think it was like a sweet sentiment.
Yeah.
But no. He is always too good to me.
His kindness.
I have not done one thing that earns the love and grace and mercy of my Father.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
Because he offers it freely. I didn't have to earn it.
Yeah.
He offers it freely.
Yeah.
And I think the second thing is whenever people wrong us, we try to create our own justice.
Right.
And that cheapens the wrong that actually happened because, I mean, ultimately, if someone wrongs us, they're wronging the Father.
Yeah.
And God will be just. In his defense of us.
Yeah.
And we don't need to seek to correct that.
Right.
So yeah, and because that kind of cheapens it.
Right.
Because ultimately this person is on their own journey and the best thing we can do for that person is to pray for the Lord to continue to pursue them.
Right.
And open up their hearts and soften their hearts to him.
Yeah. The best way we can like respond is to show them what Jesus would do. And Jesus would forgive, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like it's so hard. It's very so radical. Difficult. It is radical and it doesn't feel right in the moment. But just like the devotional says, it frees us. Like that unforgiveness is like shackles. Like it keeps us bound. You know, like I know like forgiveness is a daily choice sometimes. And when I get wrapped up in unforgiveness, it can take up so much of my mental energy. Like it takes up so much of my mind space that it really does make me feel like a captive.
Yeah.
And as soon as that forgiveness is offered, I feel free from the situation. And I think that's the coolest thing about God is like that freedom, that feeling of freedom. Like I know that I keep chatting in this devotional, but this is like something that's just so close to my heart. Like there was a Tim Keller sermon where he said, when you keep trying to punish yourself for your sin, it's like looking at Jesus on the cross and saying, the punishment you took for me is not enough.
Yeah.
And I remember just breaking down after that. And like, I pray that through this devotional, you can truly embrace God's forgiveness and what Jesus did on the cross. And hopefully that helps you, you know, walk in into helping, you know, you forgive others.
Yeah, absolutely. You ready for me to pray, sign out?
I am.
Oh, Lord, thanks for this reminder of who you are to us and what you've done for us, Lord. Help us to not forget that. We can get so caught up in the daily motivation and daily worries, God, where we're constantly calling upon you to make our will be done, God. But we forget the will that we're currently living in, which is yours, God. Thank you for grafting us into your family. Thank you for inviting us into your home. Thank you for dying for us on the cross, God, and paying a debt that no one else could pay but you, God. Help us to just receive that right now, Lord. Help us to just sit and forget about the rest of the world, forget about any texts, any social media, any problems, any work, anything, God, and help us just put our focus on you and just worship you for what you've done for us, God, and thank you for it, God. Help us to take time daily to remember what you've done for us, God, because we have the rest of our lives to worry and work and do all other stuff, God, but right now we just want to be present with you and thank you. And Lord, I personally can feel the weight of the stress of the world just like falling off of me because I've put my gaze on you, Lord. And we thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for you just walking with us and just unconditionally loving us, Lord. Thank you for that. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. And now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue meditating on what God has done for you.
Yes. And y'all, don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Adios.